Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to conquer life's crazy roller coaster. Today, we're diving into something super crucial: building emotional resilience. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball like a big surprise breakup, a job setback, or even just a frustrating day? That's where resilience comes in. It's not about being immune to pain or negativity, but about bouncing back stronger after those inevitable bumps in the road. Think of it like this. We're all built with this inner strength, but sometimes life knocks the wind out of us, right? Emotional resilience is like training that muscle. The more you practice, the tougher it gets. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Logan, easy for you to say. You've got it all figured out. Spoiler alert. I don't. But over the years, I've learned a few tricks, and let me tell you, these aren't just airy-fairy self-help tips. These are real strategies backed by ancient wisdom and modern science that actually work. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build that unshakable emotional resilience. 1. Embrace discomfort. The first step is realizing that discomfort is inevitable. Life isn't always a beach party, folks. There will be tough times, stressful situations, and even outright pain. But here's the kicker: it's in those uncomfortable moments that we truly grow. It's like when you're learning to ride a bike. Yeah, there are scrapes and falls, but eventually you master it. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your thoughts can spiral out of control when things get rough? That's because our minds love to play tricks on us, especially when we're stressed. Mindfulness is about bringing yourself back to the present moment. Focus on your breath, your senses, and simply being aware of what's happening right now. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Okay, let's be honest, sometimes those inner voices can be real jerks. They whisper doubts, amplify fears, and make you question everything. But here is the secret weapon: awareness. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, don't just accept it. Challenge that thought. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Is there another way to look at the situation? 4. Cultivate gratitude. Ever heard the saying, it's all about perspective? Well, gratitude is like that superpower that shifts your perspective. It's about focusing on the good things in your life, big and small, and appreciating them. This doesn't mean ignoring the bad stuff, but it helps to balance out those negative feelings. Trust me, a grateful heart is a resilient heart. 5. Invest in self-care. Think of self-care as fuel for your emotional engine. Just like a car needs regular maintenance, your mental and emotional well-being needs attention too. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, spending time with loved ones, exercising, or simply taking a relaxing bath. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks and challenges along the way, but don't get discouraged. Just keep practicing those key takeaways, and you'll find yourself bouncing back stronger and wiser than ever before. Now, let me share a real-world example with you. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, you pour your heart and soul into it, but then disaster strikes, the projector breaks down, the Wi-Fi goes out, the whole shebang. That's a major blow to your confidence, right? But here's where resilience comes in. A resilient person wouldn't panic, they'd take a deep breath, acknowledge the setback, and find a solution. Maybe they improvise with a whiteboard, maybe they ask for a few minutes to fix the technical glitch, or maybe they simply own the moment and turn it into a funny story. The point is, they don't let that one obstacle derail their entire effort. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? Remember, you are capable of incredible strength and resilience. It's in you. Practice those strategies, embrace the journey, and watch yourself grow into a truly unstoppable force. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do this week to build your emotional resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.